Blog Talk Radio.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
From now on, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and you're at the right place at the right time. And I'd like to just take a moment or two to thank you for tuning in again to Progressive News Weekly, where week in and week out, we bring you news and information that's, well, gathered from around, I could say around the nation, but we do cross the borders from time to time. Blue skies, I just thought that was so apropos. I don't know where you are, because we do air across the country, and as I said, sometimes across the borders. Shout out to all the folks up north in Canada, and we have some listeners there, and south of the border, and east coast, west coast, north coast, and south coast, southeast and west. That covers it all, because I always forget someone when I start trying to name states. And anyway, just giving you all some love, and I'm feeling pretty good today, because I could see a blue sky for the first time in a while. again, don't know where you are listening. And if you like, please feel free to call in and tell us about it. But we've been getting some gray skies where I am out on the Northeast Coast. Rain 2 or 3, 4 days in a row. And, well, I'm not complaining. Don't misunderstand me. Because I can appreciate, whatever, God brings us. And of course, they say April showers bring May flowers. So we're a little bit into May, bringing more May flowers and June flowers. And so I understand the benefits, at least some of them, clears the air somewhat. But after a few days, it does get to be, where's the blue sky? So shout out to the late, great Ella Fitzgerald for blessing us with that tune, Blue Skies, smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Bluebirds singing a song, nothing but bluebirds all day long. So great tune, great lyrics, and great audience and great program today. Here on Progressive News Weekly for our regular listeners, and, well, you know what we do week in and week out. We bring news and information that you more than likely won't hear typically on mainstream media. And if you do, well, it's not going to be given the time that it certainly deserves. And it may be skewed with possibly political or business interest, and we don't do that. So what we do is we bring you interesting guests and or topics that are relevant to you and your life and the well-being of you and your loved ones. And we encourage you to continue to send us your suggestions in terms of guests and or topics, especially that does not tend to hit mainstream, because we're not afraid to bring news and information that's not typically heard, because it's all grounded in love and truth. And with that, well, we have no fear and no shame and no guilt. In fact, we're quite honored and proud for what we do here. And it wouldn't happen if it weren't for you. So please continue to share Progressive News Weekly. Of course, the archives are always there. If you should miss it, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D. And our archives are there by date and guest and topic, all for the last year or so. And this evening, well, it's a special evening for me because someone very special to me is going to be our guest. And I can't really say he's a guest. He's really a colleague, a friend, a mentor, and certainly a regular partner with Progressive News Weekly. And I believe we're going to be expanding, hopefully, if I can talk with him, and I haven't mentioned that, about doing some more in terms of highlighting the things that he does. And I know some of you who do not regularly listen are saying, okay, why doesn't he get on with this and mention the name? That's because I want you to get on the mailing list, because if you're in the mailing list, you'd know who I'm referring to. Send me an email to Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L underscore C-L-A 1-8 at msn.com, and you'll be on the mail list, and you'll be able to be privy to who our guests and or topics are going to be in advance. And also, I'd like to hear from you. You can also send me an email to just simply Progressive News, spelled out, no spaces, no caps, Progressive News at msn.com. All right. Well, the wait's been long enough. This evening, for those of you who don't know, our special guest is none other than Dr. Glenn Mendoza, respectfully, affectionately referred to, and reasonably referred to as Master Glenn. You see, Master Glenn is not just a medical doctor. He is also a master in pranic healing. And we'll touch base on that a little bit, because I know there are people who say, well, pranic what? Yes, pranic healing. And I certainly have an appreciation like I've never had before in these last 6 months or so for that that discipline in art and science. So he is also an expert in astrology and meditation. And, he, well, more than anything for me, he's just a humanitarian. And this evening, we're going to be talking about pranic healing, benefits of meditation. We're going to talk about solar and lunar energies. That would be sun and moon energies, how they influence us. And I'm hoping, and I'm going to make sure that we spend some time discussing his writings, his books. So we got a jam-packed program, and I'm encouraging, as always, for you to call in. And it's so interesting. After the program, I get the text, and I get the, for those who have my text, and you can't get that unless you send me an email. And our phone call, especially from family and friends. Oh, that was riveting, as always. I meant to ask, why didn't you just dial in? I don't like to be on the air. Or I was just so riveted, before I knew it, the show was over. The program was done. That's okay, folks. Just dial in and join us. We always encourage discourse. The number, if you decide to dial in and join this discourse, is 347-838-9142. That's 347-838-9142. And so, again, our co-host, I'm going to say, because he's really not a partner, but we're going to have some good discussion with Dr. Glenn Mendoza, Master Glenn. And, of course, I mentioned a little bit about his background. He is a medical doctor specializing in neonatal perinatal medicine, has been so for many, that says in three, decades, and well-respected amongst his peers. So, with that said, I'm going to bring Master Glenn to the airwaves. Hold on to your seat and buckle up. Master Glenn, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly.
Hey, thank you, Daryl. Thank you for the invitation on your program. It's really exciting to listen to you and share things sometimes relevant and, as you said, important to your listeners. Thank you.
Yes, it's truly our pleasure. No question about that. As I said, I can't think of a program that we've done with you and I together, where I did not get a call, or even during the program, a text, Daryl, this is amazing. I love this. These are folks that have heard you many times. You just never fail to, and I know how, and I know why, to excite folks. And that's just your energy, Master Glenn, for what you do and what you've done and what I know you're going to be continuing to do just to make a difference. And so we just give you much love for you and your family and loved ones, that you continue to be blessed to do what you're doing. And I know this is a special time in terms of what you do for benevolence in terms of the WISOC Festival. I want to talk a little bit about that. That's coming up as well. As I mentioned, talk a little bit about the book. But I want to get the low fruit out the way, as I'd like to refer to it at this point. And that is, I mentioned to the listeners that you do specialize in meditation and the benefits thereof, as well as pranic healing. So I want to get into the meditation piece first and foremost. I try to meditate every day, not as much as I'd like to, do I? But if it's just for 4 or 5 minutes, I try to just take some time and get still. And, you know, for these last, I don't say how many decades, and, since I've been blessed to encounter your acquaintance in the last, it's been almost a decade. Can you believe it? I know we're approaching seven, 8 years. Yeah, I know. Isn't that scary? Time flies when you're having fun. But since then, I've just enhanced, you know, that whole aspect of meditation and where I've gone with that. And I thank you for that publicly. So if we can just talk a little bit, I know we have some regular listeners, but we have new listeners all the time, about that whole aspect of meditation. I can't go in the grocery store. I can't go in the library and not see some highlight on meditation. And it seems like every day, but at least every month, I'm hearing more and more about it. I turn on the television. I see the Sunday programs, or I see the weekend programs or evening programs. They're just, this meditation is really taking hold in terms of its relevance. So I want to ask you if you would, you know, take some moments to kick us off into the whole meditation focus now.
Oh, good. Okay. As you understand, meditation is becoming a buzzword. Years ago, I remember when you think of meditation, you think of a Buddhist monk meditating, or an Eastern person in a mountain meditating. But now, up to even, I heard 50 to 70 million Americans have meditated. When I go to a group and lead them to a meditation, I will ask them, I said, has anybody have not meditated at all? And if one or two hands will come up, are you sure you have not meditated? Well, I have joined a group, but I did it only for once, but they still have meditated. So by and large, in one shape or form, people have meditated. So the question is, probably the best thing is to, what are the benefits of meditation? Why is this becoming common thing right now? The buzzword is even mindfulness, which is also a meditation. Meditation is a purifying effect. It strengthens our connection with our soul. Number one, let me go back. Meditation, the simplest and the minimum thing that you can do in a meditation is relax. If you're relaxed, the meditation has done its work. Then I'm telling you now some of the deeper benefits of meditation. One is that I mentioned of a purifying effect. It strengthens our connection with our soul because a greater amount of divine energy is there's a downpouring of this divine energy and actually flushes out negative thoughts, negative emotions and energies in our energy field. And thus it improves our physical and emotional health. So people have studied the effect of meditation in against diseases, sometimes lowering the blood pressure. Some studies have shown it has lowered down the cholesterol. And it's interesting, there are even advanced studies right now wherein they said meditation is maybe connected with longevity, wherein telomeres are part of our chromosomes. It's like they describe it as a lace. At the end of our chromosome, it's like a lace of a shoe. It tightens it. And there were some people who have studied telomeres, increasing length of telomeres by doing meditation. So this effect of meditations are actually, the benefits are actually proven by science. So people think before that meditation is only a spiritual aspect. But there are other effects of meditations now that are being proved. In fact, we just have a study. We do the meditation on twin hearts. The meditation on twin hearts means the physical heart, which is in the heart center. This is our heart center. When we feel love for our family, for our loved ones, we feel it in our heart. And we have another center, another heart on the crown energy center, which is actually activated when we do good things for others, for groups. So we call it the meditation on twin hearts. And doing this meditation has other effects, not only in a spiritual, before people think that it's only a spiritual. Meditation is a chance for world service. We bless the earth. When people of goodwill and the will to do good come together and meditate, they become channel to receive and bring down divine energies of light, divine love, and divine power to pass through them to every person and every being on earth. And when these divine energies are directed to humanity and Mother Earth, the people in need and their areas affected by wars, calamities, natural or man-made, they can bring about relief, peace, and upliftment. It is being used now. I was just in Tampa, Florida last night, and they're doing it in a rehab center. They're doing meditation in the rehab center, and they were so excited. The group that started it was so excited. Said when we started out there, said, "Oh, another meditation. We're not excited." Then they started it. Then they started to smile. The second time they started to smile. The third time they were waiting for them in the door. Are we going to do meditation now? So these are the benefits of meditation. And on a spiritual basis, there's spiritual empowerment. There's spiritual empowerment. Our connection, as I said, with the divine is to a large extent spiritual development. There'll be transformation. People who meditate, you mentioned already, your regular meditation, that there is transformation. Why? Because just good energy, divine energy that comes down is actually has an effect on spiritual empowerment, which is basically more precious and long-lasting than ordinary physical achievements that sometimes vanish after we leave this earth. And also energy anchoring. During meditation, we mentioned about monthly full moon meditation. We anchor these divine energies where we are, in our homes, in our place, in our city. So these are actually anchoring of divine energies, which, again, attract higher energies for goodness.
Help me understand the anchoring of divine energy. When you say anchor that divine energy, now, when you say divine, you're of a higher source, that generally speaking, that's just a lay person's, definition, right, explanation. Would you elaborate on that a little for us?
You're going to meditate as a group. Mm-hmm. When we meditate, we are just channels or instrument of divine energies. So the divine energies will come down through us to the group, and we are just channels. So where does that go? It goes to our whole body, physical body, energetic body. And where does it go? We could actually anchor it into the place where we're meditating. Remember, if you travel throughout the whole world, when you go to places where there are saints, either in India or in Italy, where there are saints, people will meditate on those places because they consider them like holy ground or where the energy are actually anchored. So no different. This spiritual teachers and saints and holy masters are just more advanced individuals that they could anchor a tremendous amount of energy. But it's no different from like mere mortals like us. We could still anchor a similar energy. Does it make sense? Mm. So that's when we anchor the energy. You in a certain way, in our meditation, after the meditation, we focus on the soles of the feet. So, of course, the divine energy or the energy that passed through during the meditation is with us, and we will anchor them deep into the earth, number one, to root ourselves. It's a common fact that a person who's meditating could be a little spacey because there's tremendous amount of energy. So that's anchoring it is one way to root ourselves or to anchor ourselves to Mother Earth again so we become practical. Remember, this is said in a nice way, wherein people, remember that there was a Hare Krishna group. When they come, they chant all over. They keep on Hare Krishna. You'll see them. I saw them before. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And when you look at them, they look spacey. So they look like they're in drugs because they're meditating in some form. They're doing some mantra. Mantra is like sacred words, sacred chants. And when you look at them, they're dancing, but they look a little spacey. So in our system, you have to ground yourself so you don't look spacey. It's a common fact for people. So after the meditation, a person should do some simple exercises and ground oneself or root oneself so you're not spacey in some form.
So you say exercise, you're talking about a physical exercise, literally.
Yeah. What happened was that it's interesting. Physical exercise, okay? We talk about energy now. We talk about energy. Sometimes we encourage a group to do some simple exercises before meditation. Why is that? Because people came from work. People need that to move that physical body to loosen up. Loosen up, and at the same time, so energy will flow. People who have stress, people who have physical problems, when the energy will come, it will consider those stuck energy in our body as obstructing energy, and it could be magnified. So sometimes people are meditating, they have a certain problem, and they would feel more problems there. So we encourage them to do some simple exercise to loosen up the physical body. And afterward, the physical exercises after the meditation is to absorb this energy that is just energetically present around our energy field. So we absorb them. So you will see that most of the people after meditation, when they exercise, they feel actually physically strong. So some people who are meditating at night, somehow, I don't know, after the meditation, I'm just buzzing. I'm just energized, and I couldn't sleep until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. That is actually energy. The cells of the body have absorbed the energy of the meditation. So it has actually recharged the body, recharged. So if you're recharged, you'll actually feel strong. So it absorbs the body, the divine energy is absorbed in the energy body and into the physical body. That's an increase the rate of energy circulation in our whole system. That's why you were recharged.
Is this energy that we're discussing similar to the energy that we discuss in science, like sun energy, energy of the wind, just the various basic forms of energy that are available? Is this very similar capacity-wise in terms of what we're discussing, this energy? And I'm asking because I do get that question sometimes. It seems to some to be nebulous. You know, well, I can't see it, you know, Darryl or Mr. Clark, depending who I'm speaking with. What do you mean by energy? Is it breathing? Is that the energy that you're referring to? So how would you describe that, the energy that we're talking about?
Actually, science, it's good because those people who are asking you about energy, actually, science is actually proving that this energy exists. look, you see electricity. So science could express electricity. Now, the copper, the energy that follows through it. But even before science could do that, electricity is already existing. So in the same way, this energy actually is, I would call it, let's go back a little bit. There are some energies, different kinds of energies, but what I'm talking about during the meditation is tapping ourselves to the divine energy. It's like the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi, Lord, make me an instrument and channel of your peace. So the God will use us a channel of peace on earth. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. We are channels of love. And where there's injury, we're channels of forgiveness. So those are the divine energy we are tapping to when we do meditation. Good people actually meditate now, and science have proven it. As I mentioned earlier, the science is catching up to prove that there are the meditation, like we're talking about the upcoming meditation this Saturday, which is a full moon. What I have seen, actually, I was the one who started moving it in last year. I was asking people throughout the whole world who are doing the full moon meditation to give me a number. Give me a number of how many are you in meditating during the full moon, what we call the full moon of month of Taurus, because we are on the sign of Taurus. It is a very important sign. And what had happened was that we were able to generate 30,000 people who are meditating at the same time. Because it is the full moon of the month of Taurus is actually an important spiritual festival. We talked about the Easter full moon of Aries last month. Mm-hmm. We talked about the festival of the risen living Christ, the expression of the love of God, and the Aries full moon. The full moon of the month of Taurus of May is the festival of the Buddha. So what you have seen, we have full moon for the Christ, we have full moon for the festival of the Lord Buddha, which is an Eastern celebration, while Easter is a Great Western and a Christian celebration. So this one is a strong full moon, which happens once a year. So the Lord Buddha is an expression of the wisdom of God, an embodiment of light, and somehow, how they call it, indicator of a divine purpose. So it's going to be on Saturday. And because it's one of the most powerful full moon, it's called a spiritual and sacred ceremony, where legend says great beings gathered to witness a tremendous outpouring of divine energy for divine purpose and plan. So people do that. 30,000. I'm not even considering the Buddhists who are probably doing it all simultaneously throughout the whole world. This is just the group that we know are in pranic healing and arhatic yoga, the groups that we are meditating, encouraging to meditate in this powerful full moons. We encourage everybody to do physical exercise, group or individual, of course, as we mentioned. And the meditation is guided, where participants strive to become a spiritual embodiment, as I mentioned, of divine light, love, and power, where you will doing the meditation on twin hearts at the same time. So So that is basically a opportunity to do it. Let me tell you a little bit about the legend of the Wesak Festival. The legend, there's a legend that runs that every year the Lord Buddha in his energetic form returns to the earth and bless the world. And that's why people meditate on that specific time, because the Buddha supposedly brings with him the wisdom of love, and wisdom of this love will pour or will be distributed throughout mankind, throughout the entire earth during the full moon of Taurus.
And so we are in the full moon of Taurus,
yes.
Although we're about to enter the sun sign of Gemini.
Yes.
So because the full moon is occurring under the actual sun sign of Taurus, it is considered the full moon of Taurus.
Yes, yes. The May 18 is actually the exact full moon. Actually, to be more exact, it will be in on 5:11 p.m. on Saturday. So for us on the Eastern Seaboard, the Eastern time, it's good because it's a weekend. So we've noticed the 30,000 people we were able to gather happened on a weekend. But in other places in Asia, in Europe, they're probably midnight or early morning.
Then the Wesak festival is more than meditation. It's a celebration of sort.
They call it interesting. Some people have called it a festival, a spiritual festival. Some call it a celebration. Wesak. Wesak means it's spelled W E S A K because it happens on the month of Vaisak. V-A-I-S-A-K. This is the Sanskrit word in India. So somehow it just retained the Indian word, so people call it as a Wesak. Legend says that during this time, as I mentioned, great beings, and actually it happens in a place in the Nepal, in the Himalayas, where it in a valley called Mount Kailash, C-A-I-L-A-S-H, Kailash. And apparently people there for a long period of time will physically gather to witness this moment wherein the Lord Buddha will come, the energy of the Lord Buddha will come and bless the entire earth. And somehow throughout the years, when you go there, I remember when you go there, it's a dirt road, it's a mud road, but people still gather. Now, everybody, you don't have to be physically there. We'll help connect with the people who are meditating, those in the sacred place or the sacred mountain that they have, and experience our meditation. We, you know, it's just the limitation of what we have. So everybody will gather their own group and meditate. And I'll encourage your group to even join us. We join us in a group. We'll do a conference call wherever you are. Go to the computer or your phone, and you'll connect with us.
And is that's the same means that we meditate with the group every month, the same website, the same means of getting in?
Yes. Because of Daryl, I just want to tell the group, because of Daryl Clark, I said I established one website, or it's called fullmoonmeditation.us, fullmoonmeditation.us. So it's just the schedule of the full moon, and you could just go in there and log in, and you will join us. We'll be starting actually our meditation There's some preparation there, so there's a short talk before that. So it'll be starting around 3:30 in the afternoon Eastern time. And the actual meditation, we'd like to meditate and experience the meditation at 5:11. So the meditation proper will start at around 4:45. So I'm inviting your group to join us in this group meditation to serve Mother Earth. Our main goal in meditating is actually blessing Mother Earth. And as we are channels of the divine energy, we are blessing Mother Earth. So that's, I call it our payment for renting Mother Earth's space. So every month we pay Mother Earth by giving divine energy to Mother Earth, to recharge Mother Earth.
I was on the website and it says 3 or 3:30, I believe it was one, or the
yes.
other, registration, physical exercises, and it was something else, Kriya Shakti.
No, it's just like Kriya Shakti. It's just, good, you mentioned that. Actually, what it means is manifestation. So there'll be tremendous amount of energy, as I said. What happened is that you want to manifest your plans. Kriya Shakti, actually is Kriya, it means power. Kriya, manifestation of with using power. So you're going to bless your projects. So my wish is to become a, this one, I want to be successful, bless my family, and you're going to bless that. Because there'll be a tremendous amount of energy. So the Kriya Shakti is just a name when we do manifestation or manifestation of our dreams and our plans. So people will write it down. That you write down. When you write it down, when writing down the your plans, actually you are actually anchoring it in a certain way. So in the ancient times, in China, in Rome, in Egypt, if they have a major thing that they want every people to understand, they will have to write it down, and they even have to disperse it. If you look at other people, they will, even in small towns, they will read on a tree, on a posting, on a board, this is what the government wants. This is what the Pope wants. This is what the teachers want, and they have to manifest that. So it's actually writing down your plans, but you bless it in the process.
And then, as this is a time of high energy, it's always good to write plans. But in this specific time frame, you're bringing an enhanced amount of energy towards the manifestation of those plans? Is that the idea?
Put it this way. Go back to energy. If you have a certain plan, an example I have, say, you want to go to Paris next month.
Mm-hmm.
If you put in a lot of energy, say, I can't possibly go. Some people, okay, Daryl Clark, let's go to Paris next month in June, June 15th. You said, that will be good. That will be my birthday celebration. Then you put energy into it. Then you found, I said, but I have a lot of obstruction. I have work to do. I have to plan it way ahead. Then all of a sudden things come into play. You put energy into it. Then you got the plane ticket. Then you got the hotel. Then we get to do the plans. Then it will manifest. On my end, say, for example, I have a lot of things that I have to work. I'll be in another place. Then the energy, there's no energy there, so it will not manifest. You understand? So when you put in a lot of energy into a plan or a purpose, it will tend to manifest. Once you put energy into it, positive energy into it, it will manifest. If you put obstructing energy, the tendency is not to manifest itself. So it's all energy. So since I said during the meditation, the full moon meditation on Saturday will generate a lot of energy. When I say generate, there'll be a lot, people will feel a lot of downpour of energy. We use that energy to bless our projects. We use that energy to bless our family. We use that energy to bless our homes. And we use that energy to bless entire earth.
All that's fascinating. And I've been at this for, you know, a few years. And yeah. it is simply fascinating. It's as fascinating as just, you know, having gravity. You know, and you think about it, wow, I'm, you know, the earth is round, and yet I'm still on the earth. Yeah. And I just think that whole concept of being able to bless something that you believe in, that is of a good nature, meant for good, that you can enhance the probability of its success by utilizing available energy at a specific time, is just amazing. And I just can't encourage the listeners enough, because when you're meditating in mass, and we talked about this years ago, Master Glenn, you have a greater sense, feel of that energy that is flowing throughout. And we're in such dire, we, the human race, of this positive energy, I believe more so now than ever before. I mean, maybe because we have more technology and there's more information flowing, that, you know, we're exposed to more. But it does seem that it's just more strife and challenges than ever before. And so maybe it is because of the fact that there is technology bringing this information to us. But one thing I do truly believe is that we certainly need to counter whatever negative energy is there. And as you said towards the beginning of the program, this is no longer just hype or some group of individuals, whether they be Buddhist monks or some set aside mindset that just have a belief. It is truly empirically now being proven to have an effect. So I will certainly be planning to tune in to this weekend's WISOC festival celebration. And I know you gave us the foresight that it starts at 3, because everyone may not have that time span from 3 or 3:30 up until whatever 6, or but the primary, or I don't know if I want to even say primary, 5:11 is the peak of the full moon, you were saying.
Eastern
so if
time.
There was one time, if a person only had half an hour or an hour, would you say that they would want to, if they could, join in with around that time?
Yes. Just join in. There's an ongoing meditation. Just dive into it. I encourage the people to do that. In fact, Daryl, I would personally invite you to come. Yeah, we have a place. Actually, we have a center. It's big. It could fit about over 100 people, but we're expecting more than 100 people. And it's somehow the structure of the center is just a little. When it's becoming so crowded. So we actually hired, we're going to do it in the hotel in Lyndhurst, New Jersey, in the courtyard. So in Lyndhurst courtyard, we will start to have our meditation there.
Okay.
I'll send you the details. Oh, you mentioned something about science.
I'm just excited about this. You mentioned something about science. There is a it's called a unified. It's hardly possible to deny the fact that group meditation does have an impact, as you mentioned. But the existence of this ripple effect has been expressed actually by a scientific theory. It's called the unified field superstring theory. So if you hear a string theory in physics, they said it says the waves of vibration flow from everything in the universe and affect the collective consciousness. This is a string theory. It's known in physics. So when we are all energetically connected on Saturday, and as we meditated as a group in significant numbers, it becomes apparent that we have an opportunity not only to uplift ourselves as a group, change the deep consciousness of the entire earth, even our country. If meditation works so well for us individually, the power is amplified exponentially when we do it as a group. And it could accelerate and expand everything. So this synchronicity theory generated has made us aware of global interactions that define us on a very high level, proven by science. Actually, using the theory, I saw this theory and tried to apply it, and people are using it now.
And that's what's fascinating, you know, to me, because there's so many, myself notwithstanding, you know, that are you know, seeking goals and projects to be accomplished and have worthy goals that really want to make a difference, if not just but to provide for family and loved ones and make a difference in home and community, and to know that this energy could enhance the manifestation of that is, again, simply fascinating. So, folks, you know, think about that. You know, you have a worthy goal, and it could be as simple as, you know, I need to generate income. I need to have a better mindset, which was a great segue for where I'm about to head, in terms of doing good for my self, my family, my loved ones, my community. This is a grand opportunity for that. And that ties into, I believe, the energies that are available under the particular sign of this particular time, which is Taurus, right? But we're about to go into a Gemini astrological energy. So how does that all fit in? As we're on the 18th, we're 3 days away. Will we begin to move into Gemini energy from a Taurus energy, or will we be firmly in a Taurus type of a energy with all those attributes available to us in our projects? Master Glenn?
Exciting times. No, I'm listening to you. Exciting times indeed.
So then, we're in a Taurus energy currently, and
yes.
With that, there are certain attributes associated with that. And as you've said and taught us over the years, at a given month, for a given astrological energy, solar, sun sign, there are attributes associated with each month and each astrological sign that we can tap into, even if we're not born under that sign. Is that not the case even for this weekend's intense meditation?
Yes.
And is that
so what
those Taurus-type attributes?
Yes. Taurus are basically the qualities of Taurus are the Taurus actually is the bull. So the bull is actually working and working day in, day and night. So they are actually strong physical qualities that they have. Taurus, the positive qualities of Taurus are they're been known to be reliable. If you want to rely on somebody practical, strong-willed, loyal, ambitious, could have an eye on beauty, it's a Taurus. They tend to be good in finances also, because I remember people who are Taurus actually make sure that their families are secure. Retirement is secure. So I would, your listeners, if they're Taurus, they realize is that the first thing they want to be sure that they are financially secure in their retirement, their saving. So they are dependable. They are generous. They are down to earth. This is an earth sign. Remember the astrological signs. We have a earth, we have water, we are the elements, the earth, water, fire, and air. Taurus is a earth sign. So they're down to earth. These reliable and sensible people are quite down to earth, polite, pleasant personalities, and successful. They're patient. Patience is a virtue, and Taurus usually have a lot of that. They're independent, as I mentioned. They're financially and emotionally independent, and they make sure that they are secure, and also they're persistent. Once they set their eyes on something, the Taurus will persistently put all the efforts to get it. It's like a bull. They move and move. So these are the qualities. We go for the positive qualities. Some people say, oh, there are negative qualities. I don't really care about the positive quality, the negative qualities. I want to absorb the positive quality of a person. I look at the person when I was growing up. I look at the person. They said, why is this person so intelligent? I like him. I like his way. I will think of it because I could make it mine, you know. Then you borrow it and you morph it into what's good for you. So they're generous also. They're generous. Taurus are generous. They're helping hand to family, to friends, to needy people, even if it means that they have to endure hardships or loss. And they're dependable. Those are the qualities. Generous,
so those qualities are available under this full moon meditation that we're going to be engaging in this weekend.
Yes. During our lessons in the full moon meditation, the positive, zeitgeist is in the air. The qualities of Taurus is in the air. It's a German word for zeitgeist. And what happened when we do our meditation, we absorb those positive qualities. That's what we want, to become a complete person. So you are Cancer, I'm Sagittarius. We don't have the strong Taurus traits, but during the meditation, we hope to absorb this. And when we absorb this, it becomes, make us a better person, a complete person.
So with that said, I'd like to talk a little bit about the book, Being a Better Person. I know you have something in the works, something else coming out. I know you're going to share with us as soon as you can when that comes into fruition. But in the meantime, I'm just delving deeper into Better Person Mindset, the current book that's out, Be the Best You Can Be, 9 Things to Think and Act. Dr. Mendoza, Master Glenn, I just believe we're in crucial times right now, and it couldn't be any more important now than ever that we all want to be a better person, or at least be the best we can be. And so, you know, one of the things, and as I look through the book, it's one chapter or another that'll jump out at me. Sometimes the chapter on karma, sometimes the chapter on gratitude will jump out at me, or awareness is another one. But what I was thinking of this week was the power of thoughts. the power of thoughts. I mean, you know, the way that you lay that out, it's there's so much, because thoughts are behind, and I think it's a quote in your book, are behind everything, from a human perspective at least. And so when we see, you know, I think the planet moving in a certain direction, it seems like a lot of that energy is generated through thoughts. And if we could just kind of clean our thoughts like we do spring cleaning, you know, you've heard people do that, you know, as a society, as a, you know, human race, it just seems like things would be so much better. And you kind of break that down in your various nine things, as you refer to it as, that we could do. But that part about thought, share with us a little bit about that, if you would. I like to touch upon a chapter when I have the opportunity to speak with you about it, and I know a number of our listeners have the book.
Okay. This is interesting, because even my teacher, Grandmaster Chöwo Koksui, and the Lord Buddha have mentioned what we call right thinking. One of their teachings is right thinking. Master Chöwo Koksui said that the thoughts are actually the seeds. The actions actually are the fruits already. So if we have control over our mind and our thoughts, have control of our mind and our tongue, then right action will inevitably follow. The actions of the body will follow the right road. So what happened was that we realized was that if we have the right thoughts, then we will be able, these are the seeds of our actions. In fact, if a person is angry inside, in his thoughts, everything will come out angry. His letters will be angry. His words will be angry. His actions will be angry. His texting. Remember, some people will text you. It doesn't have any anger words there, but you could feel this person is angry. So it will come out, because that's the seed. So the kind of mental energy controls actually our actions. The right thoughts will control our action. So right thoughts, right thinking should be good, or even as perfect as we can make it. Because out of right thoughts or good thoughts grows right speech. And out of right thoughts grows right action. So a person who thinks wrongly, if one thinks wrongly, one speaks wrongly and acts wrongly. And on the other end, the man who thinks rightly, his speech will be right, his action will also be right. So the thoughts are the seeds. So we have to be aware of our thoughts, so we will have inner transformation. So take care that our thoughts are right, and others will inevitably be right. If we're careless in our thoughts, and inevitably we will fall in negative ways. I think that's as you think today, so tomorrow inevitably we will act. So the thoughts are very important. We think right, we speak right, we act right.
You know, as I was saying, there's different chapters that jump out at me. And you said something there that I believe is important, and you said it's important that we're aware of our thoughts. I think so often with the day-to-day, Dr. Glenn, that we're bombarded with negativity. I typically open up, you know, just discussing, you know, my little empirical observation of the week, and I didn't do it this week, just for the purposes of time and wanting to have the largest amount of opportunity to have discourse with you. But I typically, well, just given the an excerpt of an experience during the week of watching a program that might have been something in terms of the ratings of programs, you know, what is it, G or R and all the things in between. And it may be just a family program, but then the commercial will come on, and the commercial could be, you know, two ratings higher up the scale in terms of maturity requirement. It may be an MA, you know, mature audience. And I'm saying, how could they put a commercial on for a G-rated program that is for an mature, older adult, which that's a whole other show and program and conversation, because regardless of how mature or supposedly older you are, there's another category that I think needs to be acknowledged, and that is that of negative influence, perversion, violence. And so you're watching something that just might be family programming, a sitcom, and the commercial goes on and there's death, murder, mayhem being promoted. And so we're bombarded. And I don't think it's by coincidence. I just believe there are little or no coincidences. And so with that said, we have to be, I believe, and help me with this, Master Glenn, as you said, aware. It's one thing to say we have to think well, because I know I'm going to get the question, well, Daryl or whoever the scenario may be with, it could be Mr. Clark, depending on the relationship. Is it one thing easy to say, just think well? Well, you know, when I'm driving to work and I'm looking on a billboard and there's nudity, you know, it's hard to. So we have to be conscious of our thoughts. I believe that awareness is the word you used. And that's actually a chapter in your book.
Uh-huh.
And so wouldn't that be an important component of right thinking, to be aware of your thoughts? Because we're just bombarded with so much.
Actually, You got it there. We have to have the right thinking. Actually, with right thinking, if a person is aware of the thoughts, there is another word that I want to throw in there. We have to have discernment. Because as you said, we may have the right thinking, but all of this information, all of this fake news, we don't know which is fake, and we don't know what is right, what is wrong. Anybody can say what they want. With social media, everybody gets viral for whatever reason. So there has to be discernment. Mm-hmm. We have to have practice discernment or discrimination. I call it discernment. So this discernment is actually... it's important that we not only be aware that, you know, true discernment means not only distinguishing the right from the wrong, you know, it means distinguishing the primary from the secondary, the essential from the indifferent, you know, maybe what, from the permanent, from the transient. It's distinguishing the good and the better, and even better and the best, or something like that. Yet we have to have practice discernment. So it's not only thinking, but actually bringing it up. We're in, hey, this is meant to steer a negative emotion to me. Okay, I'll move on. The nature of discernment.
Wow. Well, I wanted to highlight that, Master Glenn. I so appreciate you taking the time to spend with the listeners to make a difference, to bring about awareness, knowledge, discernment, and love. Love, because at a point, it comes back to love. And it's obvious what I believe you're trying to do. And I could be wrong, but I think it's pretty obvious. And you're just trying to make a difference for good. That's what you're trying
like
to do.
I like that, difference for good.
I think it's pretty obvious. I mean, you know, you're not just talking the talk, you're walking the walk. And I'm not trying to just patronize you for the sake of my program or you or anything else. I'm too old to play games like that. It's just very obvious, and I'm so appreciative. And I know that there's so many tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions, that are as well, whether they even know that you're the source of a lot of what their right thinking is. And so thank you, Master Glenn, for all you've done, all you're doing. We'll be on listening to you. If I can break away, I have an engagement in the afternoon that I've committed to. If I can break away and get north to you, I will be there. But either way, I will be tuning in because this is important. Now, is this energy, and I'll try to maybe close on this, this energy this weekend, it's above the normal energy that is available from a given month to month. Is this one of those peak periods? I believe it is from what you've said before in the year.
I call it the mother of all full moons.
Okay, that says it pretty well. Okay, enough said with that. Wow. Okay, all right. Oh, boy. So this is one that folks want to catch. This is an opportunity. Folks, if you're listening right now, no coincidences. This is the full moon of the year. Now, it's great to catch the full moons from month to month. It's great to meditate on any given time, as you heard Master Glenn say. And if you just caught with us late of the program, I see folks are just tuning in. You want to go to the archives because he spoke on just the value of meditation on any given day at any given time. But then there's some times when there's more energy available. And if you're wondering about that, if you're just tuning in, we had a whole discourse about energy and what that is and how you can recognize that and actually sense that. And so this weekend is one of a higher level of energy. And I would believe that we all have desires as well as needs. And the energy has scientifically been proven to make a difference, not just on a spiritual, non-physical level, but at a manifestation level. So I encourage you to take advantage, utilize the opportunity. It'll be a guided meditation. As Master Glenn mentioned, it's easier than ever to get in on your computer now at the website that is now available. It's fullmoonmeditation.us. So you just go on your computer and type in full moon meditation. It just doesn't get any easier than that. .us, don't forget that. And it'll take you right into the guided meditation. And this will be utilizing Zoom as well, Master Glenn. There'll be also the video available.
Yes. It'll be a video audio. So we're good. We made arrangements for it because we'll have a global connection. So that's thank you for expressing it to your listeners and join us.
Absolutely. Well, you have been listening, folks, to Dr. Glenn Mendoza, medical doctor specializing in neonatal perinatal medicine for 30 years plus, master pranic healer. We didn't get much into the pranic healing, which is a modality. We did speak about energy that utilizes energy for, well, let me stop. Give us 60 seconds on pranic healing, Master Glenn. I know that's a tough one.
Pranic healing is just the basis for all of what we're talking about. It's a bridge. Pranic healing is stems from the word prana. So what happened was that our founder, Grandmaster Chokak Sui, was established pranic healing to alleviate the suffering of the world. So using this energy actually is a bridge to what we're doing now. It's a bridge to spirituality. It's a bridge to different cultures. It's a different bridge to different religions and different understanding of deeper arcane and metaphysical concepts and principles. That's the pranic healing is the bridge. Oh, that's 30 seconds.
So, and can you give us the website if someone wants to learn more about the Center for Pranic Healing and get more information, because you have so many things. You have workshops going on, and I know our listeners would probably like to get more information on that before we close.
Center for Pranic Healing, we're in charge of pranic healing in the East Coast. It's pranichealingusa.com, pranichealingusa.com. There are hundreds of thousands of pranic healers throughout the whole world trying to use this energy healing technology to help themselves, their families, and others. So I would like to invite your listeners to go into it, dive into this fastest-growing complementary therapy on energy healing in the whole world. Thank you very much,
Darryl. Absolutely. Thank you, Master Glenn. I'll be looking forward to seeing you and give my love to all the family and the staff, and we'll be talking with you soon.
Thank you.
All right. So, folks, that's it. If you caught us late, as I said, in the program, you can go to the archives and catch Master Glenn, Dr. Glenn Mendoza, Master Pranic Healer, only one of a limited number in the world who is at the master level for pranic healing. And you can go to pranichealingusa.com to get more information. If you missed that, just send me an email. I'll direct you there. Daryl_CLA18@MSN.com. Master Glenn has been doing this service for decades, and it's a benevolent service. This weekend, he said, this is the mother of all full moon meditations, and it's a guided meditation. If you're new to meditation, or even if you appreciate meditation, you can certainly enhance your meditation skills this weekend. It's going to start around 3:30, and you're going to go to full moon meditation. That's fullmoonmeditation.us, and it'll take you right into the website, right into the video conference, and you'll certainly get your time worth. But you can trust me on that, and I'd like to get your feedback if it's your first time joining that meditation. So with that said, I wish you all well, being, peace, health. I opened up with Blue Skies with Ella Fitzgerald. What a beautiful song. I can't play it enough. I do play it from time to time as we open up. But as I said, on the map, of course, watching the weather, seems like this week, at one time or another, every aspect of the country had a few days of gloomy weather, but we need to appreciate that as well, because the rain is an important part of our life. And that's another topic altogether. So tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. We're on Thursday evening, sometime between 6:30 and 7 o'clock. We open up the airways with news and information, arts and culture, human and civic rights, technology, environmental information, health and wellness, and love. So this evening, and we speak about love and full moon meditation coming up and the world needing more of it, let's just close out with one of my favorites, and that is, love will bring us back together. We need so much, so much. We can't get enough. Peace and blessings. Until next Thursday, when we'll bring you another edition. Drop me an email. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know how we can bring news and information that's not typically heard on mainstream media that will make a difference.